All right, welcome to another episode of Forging the Path. I'm here with my friend Josh Atkinson, longtime friend. I mean, we go way back, right?
Yeah, like three weeks.
3 weeks, man. Three weeks
months, maybe.
Counting.
Yeah.
And who, Addison, right?
Yeah.
We got to give a special shout out to Addison.
Shout out to Addison, man.
Thank you so much. You are a connector, my friend. I love it. And because of Addison, we had some coffee. We got to chatting. And I was like, man, you have an awesome story. And I just, I love your heart. So maybe the best place to begin this conversation would be, can you tell our audience a little bit about like who you are, what you do, and give them some context for our conversation?
Yeah. I'll try to give you the bullet points, the short answer.
Whatever.
There's a lot to it for sure.
Yeah.
I am Josh Atkinson, but most people call me ATK.
ATK.
It's the first three letters of my last name. And I've been in education for over 15 years. Mm-hmm. And so students have been calling me Mr. ATK for over a decade.
Yeah.
So as I got into music and creating music and becoming an artist, mm-hmm. I just ran with ATK. So just to give a little background on where ATK came from. Mm-hmm. But yeah, man, the ministry that I'm involved with now is called ATK Ministry. Our mission is to share Jesus through music and the arts. And so we're trying to engage young people, our community, our culture, speak a language that they're familiar with the intention to share Jesus with them in a relatable way, through hip hop music, through gospel music, through social media content. Again, all with the idea of engaging our community to share Jesus with them.
Yeah. Now, how did you get into music? Get into hip hop?
Okay, so here's where the long-winded testimony comes in. I was blessed roughly 12 years ago to get called to go work at my alma mater, Milwaukee Lutheran High School. So shout out the Red Knights on the north side of Milwaukee. And graduated in 2002 and started working there in around 2012. So, you know, taking all that break from there, and not being around the high school and coming back and working at the high school. When I started working at the high school, we were at the beginning of our transition of becoming an urban school. Hmm. And so Milwaukee Lutheran is a long, prideful tradition serving the community, but the community has changed. When I went to the high school, we were an all-white school. And that school, when I started working there, was in that transition, like I said, into a urban school. It started slow, you know, 25% African-American to 75% Caucasian, and then it just continued going in the direction of an urban school. Mm-hmm. And so as I was sitting in chapels, as I started working again, I just started seeing a disconnect between the way we were sharing Jesus, which was, you know, very traditional, you know, in our chapel. We do chapels multiple times a week, and, you know, had been doing them the same way for literally 100 years.
Yeah.
Or 120.
And what did
years.
That way look like?
You know, it's your traditional, you know, hymns or praise and worship songs.
Yeah.
You know, a guy up there playing the guitar and someone that can kind of sing. You know, maybe a traditional message. Just not in a way that was engaging the youth and the culture that we were starting to see within our building.
It wasn't speaking their language.
Was not speaking their language.
Right.
And so I called them sleepers. A lot of kids just disengaged and sleeping within that chapel setting. And that's really where God started working on my heart, is what's something I could do to kind of engage this culture that's not my own. I'm a German Lutheran, you know, so it's certainly not a culture that I come from, but I have been on the north side of Milwaukee for 25 years. So, you know, I am familiar with the culture. And so that's when God started working on me. And the first thing the Spirit was saying to me was, I want you to use rap music to share Jesus with these kids.
Jeez.
And so I'm like, yeah, I could play some, you know, YouTube videos of Lecrae music videos. You know, I could do that. That's easy, God. I got that. And he was really pushing and pressing on me to go a little further than that, which was essentially learning how to rap and how to share Jesus through rap music personally. And so I tell people a lot, it's like the cartoon that we see a lot of the devil with the pitchfork on one shoulder and the angel on the other. Mm-hmm. And I lived that cartoon for many years, where I'd wake up one day and the devil on the pitchfork is saying, don't do it. They're going to make fun of you. It's going to be a joke. You'll just embarrass yourself. And then the next day I'm waking up and I just feel the spirit on my heart saying, this is what I'm calling you to do. Oh. And so I lived that for 2 years. But during those 2 years, I was like low-key practicing and preparing for the possibility of using this as a ministry.
You were feeling
tool.
The tension.
I was, big time, big time. And it was fear. It was fear. Of course. Fear was on my heart and on my mind. You know, like anybody, I just didn't want to make a fool of myself, you know, and I didn't want to be laughed at. And so I really struggled with that for many years, for 2 years specifically, till finally, through the grace of God, I just felt enough courage to move forward with it. And so it really started out, honestly, as Christian hip-hop karaoke. And so I just memorized some Lecrae songs and some KB songs, and I performed them at a chapel. This is 9 years ago. Performed them at a chapel. The kids didn't really know how to respond, because typically in chapels, it's you're quiet, you're respectful, you know. No. It's no clapping, you know. And so they were kind of in shock, and it was an interesting chapel that day. Mm. But what I did notice is after I performed these two songs for the kids, that I had total engagement, and I was able to do a 15-minute message to the kids, and I had all the eyes and ears of the kids, and I was able to share Jesus with them, and it seemed to go very well. Mm. After that chapel, I was like, all right, God, I did what you asked. I'm never doing that again. That was the scariest moment of my life. And I thought that would be it. Later that day, I had dozens of kids that came into my classroom stating how much they enjoyed it, how much they loved the engagement of it, and how much they wanted to participate in it. And so at that point, I'm like, well, if they want to do it too, then let's do another one. Let's do another chapel where we're incorporating hip-hop music into the chapel. Mm-hmm. And so that later that same year, I had 12 students where we had a whole, it was like a 30 minutes, five songs and a whole presentation using hip-hop music to share Jesus. Students, still karaoke, but students working and memorizing some of these other songs. And we took it to another level where we put it up on the stage and we had lighting everywhere because I wanted to eliminate sleepers. Like I wanted people awake and engaged. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So eliminating sleepers by, it looks like a Summerfest concert, honestly. Mm-hmm. And so I had a bunch of kids involved. And honestly, that was the beginning of where we are now today, you know, 8 years later, where I saw like how this is a really effective way to, you know, get these kids engaged in the gospel message through something that they really enjoy, you know, hip hop and just music in general.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's kind of where it started. After that first year is when I started working with students in creating original Christian music. And so I would meet with a kid here, two kids there, you know, they would graduate and I'd meet with another kid or two and we'd just meet after school or during a study hall. And just make Christian music, and then we would perform that at youth, you know, conferences or churches that would invite us. And so we would use that medium of ministry in hip hop and just sharing Jesus through that. And I'd work with a couple kids here and there, and then so starting to do original music getting into that. Now, mind you, this is all after the age of 30, so this is all, you know, I'm not a spring chicken anymore, you know? So, you know, this is like 32, 33 years old. Then COVID hits.
Yep.
And so when COVID hits, now I don't have that ability to interact with the kids anymore.
Everything shuts down.
Everything shuts down. And so I really wanted to respect the craft of and the art form of hip hop music. Mm. A lot of the, you know, the background of hip hop, there's a lot of pride in the art of hip hop music. And I wanted to respect that. I was a fan of the genre. And so I spent a lot of that time during COVID just perfecting my craft as an artist, as a hip-hop artist. And that's when I wrote my first album called Lifestyle and released that at the tail end of COVID in 2021. And that experience really molded my ability to use this in ministry effectively because it wasn't corny. I don't know how it happened, but I had the ability to rap. And through a lot of practice and training and working at it, you know, I became pretty good at it to where people responded well to it, even, again, cultures that weren't my own. Yeah. So it allowed me some credibility again, with a culture that's not my own, with these kids, you know, that are coming from different backgrounds and different cultures. So started making a lot of original music after that album. And then as COVID's winding down, it's how can I increase the impact of this ministry? How can I be more efficient with this style of ministry? And so I met with a church, shout out Brookfield Lutheran Church, the original supporter of ATK Ministry, and continues to support us incredibly up to this point. So met with them, shared with them, and there's a longer story that I won't bore you with that, but shared that, you know, this vision with them, and they loved the idea. They thought it was an incredible idea, which was an after-school music and arts program where we would work with larger groups of students, and again, like, and meet with them frequently to create Christian music. And so they put me on to another organization called Link, shout out Link, Milwaukee, who I also work for now. And Link is a national organization, but there's a Link in Milwaukee which supports leaders in community, in our community, who want to start nonprofits but don't know how. And so I got linked with Link, and I got a coach and a mentor and a playbook on A to Z how to start a nonprofit. So I spent the summer of 2021 launching my nonprofit organization, ATK Ministry, started that next school year with myself as the music writing teacher, and I had six students that signed up. And we started meeting after school on a regular basis. We meet Tuesdays and Thursdays, and we wrote a Christmas album that first year. And so fast forward to today, we have built a recording studio at the high school. We've released well over 100 songs. We have three classes now. So we have the music writing class. We have a production class that meets in the studio. So kids are learning beat making and mixing and engineering skills. And then we have a media class who works on the content that we post on our Instagram page.
These are all classes available 9 through 12 high school?
Yes, and but they're after school.
Oh, okay, okay.
They're after school classes. So I use the word class because it is like a class that they participate in.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's an after part of our after school program.
Got you.
So we meet after school. We meet together as a group first. And they get some snacks and get to unwind from school for a little bit. And then we get into Bible study and devotion. So like right now we've been talking about Paul and learning about Paul and reading Romans. We just did Romans 5 yesterday. And these kids are really engaged with it because they're excited to shoot some content or get into the studio or write their next song. And that was always the idea, is how do we engage these kids? And so I've found a way to engage this niche of students. These kids that have incredible ability in music and arts, and through the coaching and mentorship that we provide, are creating incredible forms of art. And it's a really, really rewarding thing to be a part of. And then we get to share this art with the world. Our music's on iTunes and Spotify and YouTube, and it's for everyone to hear. And I wanted to share probably our one of our really meaningful and impactful stories that we have that has come from the ministry. We had a student, his name is Adrian Bonner, and he was with us in our second year, and he was already making music. He was a senior. He was already making hip-hop music, but I'm sure most of the listeners are aware that hip-hop music typically has themes of drugs, sex, money, violence, lots of cussing. That's typically what hip-hop is known for nowadays. And so he was already making that music, that style of hip-hop music. Very talented artist, though. I had built a relationship with him. He joined his senior year. He created his first song called Change, which actually did very well streaming-wise, was being played at Christian clubs all over the country. And then by that April, he was baptized. And I know, it was like the greatest moment. it's actually, we filmed his baptism. It's in one of his music videos. It's in his music video called Change.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, super, super cool. And now he is a Christian hip-hop artist out of Milwaukee. His name is VVS Big Rock. And I get the honor of managing him. And he's part of our collective of artists that we support now. He's since graduated, obviously. But he's still a part of ATK Ministry. A part of one of our pillars I can get to later, but yeah, so that's one of our success stories for sure. And it just solidified that this ministry is effective for that particular kind of kid.
Yeah.
where there's not a lot of opportunities outside of ATK ministry to serve a kid like that, mm-hmm. and help them see that you can make positive Christ-like music that sounds similar to the worldly style, but is pointing people to Jesus instead.
That's right.
So it's just been incredible working with him and seeing his growth. And he's a disciple now, man. I mean, it's just incredible to see his ministry grow over the last couple years using Christian hip-hop music.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah.
So, like, what would you say? You're going to get people, you've probably experienced this way more than me, who have some judgments about the younger generation.
Yeah.
And about the hip-hop culture.
Yeah, big time.
What would you share with our listeners are some of the greatest, maybe even hidden, strengths, gifts of the younger generation, teens, 20s,
yeah,
and specifically the younger generation in the hip-hop culture?
Yeah, I mean, and that's what we're noticing, like with mentorship, with coaching, like in our music writing class, I have vocal coaches, you know, for our gospel singers and, you know, producers like Sopa and people that are pouring their gifts and talents into these kids. And we're realizing how much talent they have. And you see it in other areas. You see it in theater, like how we have these plays, and you're like, wow, that kid's amazingly talented. Well, we have plays where they're able to grow those gifts and share those gifts. You have basketball and football and these volleyball, these sports teams, where you're able to see, wow, this kid is really talented mm-hmm. at football because there's a football team and they're able to show those gifts and those talents. And in the arts, you just don't see that as much, and you certainly don't see it in hip-hop.
Yeah,
I've learned ATK Ministry is a one-of-a-kind nonprofit music and arts organization. There's really nothing like what we're doing in the country. And so to provide those types of opportunities for these kids, to not only show the giftings that God has given them, but also give them an opportunity to use those giftings for God's glory. Yeah, it is an incredible thing to witness. And these kids are buying into it because they see that it can still be cool. And so they can still share it with their friends and walk around the school with their chins held high, mm-hmm. Even though they're making Christian music. Mm-hmm. And it's literally changing the culture. I mean, we'll release a song and I'll hear kids walking through the hallway at Milwaukee Lutheran humming or singing that song.
Really?
You know, so giving that alternative to these kids, whether it's the ones making the music or the ones that they're ministering to, their classmates or our community, you know, it's just providing that opportunity for these kids, just like we do in other areas. And so I'm really an advocate for how can we start more of these, not even just in Milwaukee, but around the country, to allow these students to use these giftings in music that culturally makes sense, you know, around hip hop and gospel music, mm-hmm. And provide that mentorship and materials and a studio and all that stuff to do it for Jesus instead.
Right. So, yeah, Steve Sonderman was on the show recently, and he said, he's like big men's ministry, no regrets if you've heard of him, but he was like, we need to encourage the older people in the church to see every younger person who comes in on a Sunday with an imaginary post-it note on them that says, mentor me, pour into me, appreciate me, disciple me.
Yes.
We're just starving for it.
Yes.
And a lot of older people don't realize that's the cry of the heart in a lot of these younger kids. And so you're probably seeing that lived in reality every day. But maybe some of the disconnect is like some of that, like, well, I don't know if I speak that language. So what advice would you give to people who are like, okay, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
There's gifts and talents there in these younger kids.
Right.
They do need the mentorship. Someone to just believe in them, to pour into them, to say, hey, you have gifts, you have talents. God's given you and equipped you with so much.
Yep.
Let's not waste it. Where do we begin?
Man, that's an incredible question and 100% on point, right? These kids are seeking guidance.
Yeah.
And they're going to find it, right? They're going to find it on their phones.
Yep.
They're going to find it on the bus stop. They're going to find it in media, whether it's, you know, film or movies or music.
Yeah.
They're going to find it. And so if we're not providing an opportunity for them to have guidance and mentorship in a positive way, then they're going to find it elsewhere. And so my first thought when you're talking about that is, how is your church or your organization or whatever it is, how are you supporting organizations that are meeting those kids where they are, right? Because there's, like I said, there's only one ATK ministry in the country. There's really nothing else out there. If you're listening from another state or city, you know, who in your community is trying, because they're trying. There's people that have reached out to me from all over the country asking, how can I start what you've done, right? And without support of, you know, like Brookfield Lutherans of the world, Milwaukee Lutheran, who's provided me with all, I have no overhead costs, right? Because I get to operate out of a high school. I have space to build a recording studio. I have classrooms that I get to use. So there's a lot of advantages that ATK Ministry has had because of the support of these organizations that are within our community that say, we see that you are reaching this particular kind of culture or kid within arts and music. How can we support you? So through prayer, so we have a whole prayer team that's citywide that is, you know, prayerfully supporting our ministry and the kids that we're serving. And then obviously financially are supporting us and being able to, we just added an upgrade. We have two studios now at the high school where we were to upgrade one of our, the other room and turn it into an additional recording studio. So, you know, just the support of leaders within your community that are able to speak the language of that culture that you're trying to serve. Because it may not be you, but there's people out there that do have that ability.
That's right.
It's honestly, again, like to tie it back into the Link mission, very similar. That's why I was so attracted to Link, who did such an amazing job of guiding me in starting ATK Ministry that I stayed on with Link and I volunteered with them for 2 years and I started mentoring other leaders because I saw how incredibly the multiplication of that support just blew me away. And so I wanted to stay involved with Link and then was recently, 8 months ago, hired with Link to be their program director to support people within different communities all over our city, as we know is very diverse, right?
Yeah.
But segregated. And so there's rooms I can't walk in and be very effective in sharing Jesus.
Right.
But I know people that are. And so how can I support those people so that they can go in and share Jesus and they're trusted by that community? And so how can we support those local leaders who are already within those communities to share Jesus in a language that they understand?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I don't know if that answers the question.
Well, yeah,
I feel like I got a little off base there.
No, but it's all good. It's all good. So it's about being connected with other people, you know, and not...
Big time.
You don't have to have all the answers.
Right.
Right? So how would you encourage people to be that connector?
I mean, the thing that always comes to my mind and with this conversation is taking the steps forward. Yeah. So it's what I've learned probably most over the past, we're about to celebrate the finishing of our fourth year of ATK ministry.
Yeah.
And one of the things my board has been so instrumental in helping me understand is you're not going to have it all figured out. You may not even have the finances to maybe move forward in certain areas. But this is the blessing of the board that I have. We're going to move forward. We're going to build the plane as we fly it, which I love that analogy because that's literally what I'm constantly doing is we're building this plane as we're moving forward and we're making the correct adjustments. And so being able to do that and we'll have to cut there because I lost my train of thought.
That's all right.
What was the topic?
Can you make a note there, Jameson?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can we do one of these?
Absolutely. Yeah,
I guess. On? What was the basis? I was going somewhere with that and I totally lost it.
It's all good, man.
Just rephrase.
Encouragement rephrase. For people who
stepping forward and moving in faith. Okay, yeah.
Want to help connect.
And we're back.
Yeah.
So yeah, the encouragement that we can give to other people would be take that step, move forward in the calling that God has put in your heart. I've said this before too. It's going to be scary. And if it's not scary, it may not be the calling. Typically, callings are scary.
Yeah.
And I learned that at the very beginning of this journey that I've been on in music ministry, where it was super scary at the beginning. And if it wasn't for facing that fear, this ministry wouldn't be where it is today. My life wouldn't be the way it is today. If it wasn't for facing those fears and moving forward, knowing that you're not going to have it all figured out, but sitting in doing nothing also will not work.
Right.
Right. So the combination of having the right people around you, organizations that will support what you're trying to do is key. And then just doing it, going out there and try it on a small scale. You know, my first class was me and six kids, you know, and I'm just trying to, is this going to work? And we wrote a whole Christmas album,
yeah.
You know, that first semester. And then we added a class and we added a class and we added more kids. And you know, we have 7-8 staff, you know, that work and pour into these kids every day.
Wow.
And it started with one staff and six kids.
Yeah, start there.
No, and now we're 7-8 staff and, you know, 20 to 25 on average kids that we get to serve at Milwaukee Lutheran High School. So yeah, you're not going to know unless you go and do it.
Yeah.
And so that's always my encouragement is if that calling is just heavy on your heart,
yeah,
and you're waking up or almost feeling convicted of why aren't I doing it?
Yeah.
You know, man, I just encourage you to reach out to your organizations that you're connected with, your churches, find some people that can support the idea that you have. Mm-hmm. Again, someone like Link, who can really, you know, coach you and mentor you in starting and building something the right way. You know, God's put that on your heart for a reason.
That's right.
Right? And if it's heavy on your heart, denying that, you know, you're doing your life a disservice.
Yeah.
Right? And there's people that God can speak to through you that will never hear it if you don't take those steps forward.
Yeah.
And so you don't want that regret, you know, on your last day thinking, man, I wish I would have started this.
Right.
You know, I wish I would have, you know, worked through figuring out how to do this ministry or this calling, for the kingdom. 'Cause at the end of the day, that's what we're doing it for.
Yep.
You know, how can we further God's kingdom? How can we share this to young people and create disciples? And honestly, that's what's so rewarding for the work that I get to be a part of, because it's not even about me anymore. It's about the collection of people that get to move forward under the umbrella of ATK Ministry and mentoring young people and sharing Jesus within our community. It's just a beautiful thing to see God change lives.
Yeah.
And I shared the story with Rocky as an example, but there's many more where these kids, their lives are changing through the work of the Holy Spirit in their hearts.
Yep.
And we're just the vessels. You know, we're just sharing it, and the Holy Spirit is doing incredible work.
Hey guys, I want to take a minute and give a huge shout out. Thank you to all of our Patreon supporters out there. Without you guys, this show's not even possible, and it allows us to do some cool swag stuff like this mug right here. We're coming up with hats, t-shirts, things like that. But more importantly, we're going to be releasing some exclusive content that's only for our Patreon supporters. You're not going to want to miss that. So if this show has been any encouragement to you whatsoever, you guys got to get on patreon.com/forgingthepath. As little as 10 bucks a month, every dollar helps. Go there today and check it out. If you or anyone you know is thinking about buying a home or refinancing the home that you're already in, you got to reach out to Michael Creed and his team today. I've been in real estate for over 10 years now, and I can tell you there's no one better when it comes to the lending side of things than Michael Creed and his team. They take time to get to know every client. They treat every transaction like it's the biggest one of their lives. They give them all the options, educate them every step of the way, and they guide everyone to a really successful closing. We love working with Michael Creed and his team. So once again, if you're thinking about buying a house or refinancing, you need a great lender, talk to Michael Creed and his team today. You can text them at 262-696-9048. Tell them that Adam from Forging the Path sent you. They'll take great care of you. We all know that real estate is the single best investment. It outperforms almost every other option in the long term. And my wife and I, we've been in real estate for over a decade, and we love helping people sell and buy homes. When it comes to the selling side of the equation, our goal is to help you sell your home for the most amount of money with the least amount of stress. And when it comes to buying, we want to help you find that dream home that has everything you need it to have without overpaying. And our goal is to make the whole process, whether selling or buying, really smooth and a great experience for everyone. So if you or someone you know are thinking about buying or selling a home in the near future, reach out to Zastro Family Real Estate. You can look us up online or you can call or text me directly, 262-725-2855. And by the way, we're powered by a great company, Realty Executives Integrity. If you're thinking about getting in real estate, or maybe you're already in real estate and you want to take your business to the next level, let me know, because Realty Executives is the best of the best. Yeah, man. There's so many people that need to hear that. I mean, whether it's a movement of God in hip hop in the inner city, or whether it's just starting a Bible study at a coffee shop with a couple of dudes.
Absolutely.
Josh, life is short, man. Mm. And in a moment, we're going to stand before him.
Yep.
Our whole lives laid bare. And he's the only one worthy of every crown, of every praise. Mm. And I don't want to look at him, those eyes of fire that he has, and say, I played it safe. I hedged my bets, Lord.
Yep.
You know, I know you're the name above all names, and I know you're worth every effort, every act of worship, but I was scared.
Yep.
And so that dream you put in my heart, I didn't get around to it because I was afraid I would make a mistake.
Right.
Because I knew I wouldn't do it perfectly at first. And so, you know, it reminds you of that parable of the talent. Like, here's your one talent back. I buried 100%. It because, man, that was 100%. Scary, Lord.
Yep.
And I don't want to live like that. And I don't want any of our listeners to live like that. Some of us are listening, and you're called to be an entrepreneur. You're called to be a preacher. You're called to be a teacher. You're called to write that song. You're called to start that small group. You're called to start that ministry.
Yep.
And you're not doing it right now because of fear.
Right.
And all I want to say is, like, dude, take that mustard seed of faith, put it to work, and watch God do something with it. Because in a moment, life is so short. You might get to live to be 100. I don't know. You might die tomorrow, but you're going to see him soon. 100 years is really quick in light of eternity.
Yep.
You're going to be standing before our King of Kings.
Right.
And I don't want you to have hedged your bets, played it safe because you were scared, because you knew it wouldn't be perfect at first.
Right.
If it's worth doing for him, it's worth doing poorly at first.
Yeah.
He'll help you do it better.
That's good.
And just do it, man. Just take a step of faith. I just want to encourage every one of our listeners.
So
if you take something from this story, like it's worth doing. You can't course correct if you don't have any momentum forward.
Right.
So put one foot in front of the other. You can't steer a parked car. Get moving in the right direction. Let the Lord give you those course corrections as you get going. But it's so worth it because he's worth it.
Right.
Because he's worth it.
Right.
That's who we're all doing this for anyway.
Right.
And so I just love your story of like these small steps of faith, the devil and the angel, like, do I do this or do I don't? Like, I've never done this before. I'm going to stand in front of students who I'm not from their culture. I don't know about this. But your small acts of obedience and faith, and you see what God does with it. You see a little bit of your obedience with a lot of the Holy Spirit.
Right.
Boom. You know, now ministries are starting. Lives are being changed. Kids are getting baptized.
100%.
Songs are being written that wouldn't otherwise have existed in God's creation.
Yep. And there's such
worth
an incredible
it,
multiplication of that.
Worth
which
it.
Which is what I just love. It's like, not only are we mentoring to these kids and pouring into them, and the Holy Spirit is working in them, but because of what they're creating, those songs that they're making are getting tens of thousands of streams. And so now the multiplication is just so widespread, and not just Milwaukee, nationally, worldwide. These songs are being listened to everywhere. And so the multiplication is insane just through, you know, this little bit of work. And let me share, we see examples of this all the time, right?
Yeah.
Biblically. And literally, this is what we're going through. And I've spoken with our kids recently in our devotions and Bible study of how God can use anyone, right? Despite your past, despite the sins you've committed, God can use you. And we see this over and over in the Bible. We see it with Paul, Saul to Paul. And so I've been talking with the kids about that and just trying to empower them to use their giftings for the kingdom, right? And so often I hear kids say to me, I'm not good enough. ATK, if you knew the sins that I've committed, the sins that I'm committing daily, God doesn't, he doesn't want anything to do with me. And it's almost like you have to rewire them and help them understand. And I'm a great example of it, right? I'm a giant white rapper, right? White, it's incredible if God can use me.
Yeah.
To share Jesus amongst a community not my own, in a music genre that is not my own.
Yeah.
I mean, if I'm not a good enough example, I don't know what else to tell you.
Yeah.
You know, if God can use anybody to do his kingdom work within the community that he's put you in. And just, if anything, let me be an example, right? Yeah. That God can use anybody. But we see it in the Bible all over the place. David, Saul, Paul, I mean, we just over and over and over, we're seeing God taking broken people, people that maybe don't have it all together,
yeah,
and using them for incredible, incredible work for the kingdom.
Yeah.
And he can use you too.
Yeah.
He absolutely can. And you have to believe that. You have to believe that you are here for that purpose. You are not here to be a lump on the log and do nothing. That's right. Not what your life is for. Like you said, it's super short. And I'm about to turn 41. And so I feel like my life is getting obviously shorter. Like I have a sense of urgency.
Yeah.
I only have so much more time on this earth.
And it seems to go faster the older we get.
I just turned 40.
We're both in our 40s. It's like, come on, man.
It's so true. And so it's like, how long are you going to wait? How long are you going to wait and just have this feeling of regret in your heart?
Yeah.
And so I try to use this, my story, and obviously with my kids, the stories that we hear within the Bible and the Word and how God uses people. And it's opening these kids' hearts and minds.
Yeah.
You know, I hear testimonies all the time, even just from our staff, on conversations that our staff is having with our kids and that I have with our kids, where they're opening up to this idea of following Christ, right? Whereas a lot of young people are hardened to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not cool to do it. Mm-hmm. You know, like they don't want anything to do with it. And so just being able to open their hearts and minds to the idea allows the Holy Spirit to get in there and do his work.
Yeah.
You know, and it's a powerful thing. It's an amazing thing to see.
Man, that's awesome. I mean, that's central to the gospel that we preach though, right?
Yep.
I mean, when someone comes and says, I'm a broken, messed up, sinful human being, how can God use me? It's like, bro, broken, messed up, sinful people is all there is.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
That's all. Welcome to humanity.
Welcome to the team, yeah.
Welcome. You just qualified.
Yep.
Like, there really is only one hero in this whole story,
exactly.
And you and I are not it.
Exactly.
There is a perfect man. Put your hope in him. Now you don't have to be him.
That's a great perspective.
And let him use you in all your weaknesses and all your flaws and all your mistakes for his glory. Because in those chinks of the armor, that's where he shines, man.
Yep.
So bring it. Bring it all.
That's a great point.
Bring all your crap. Bring all your woulda, coulda, shouldas.
Yep.
Bring all your sin to him too. Bring all your talents. Like he's the only one worthy of all the good, bad, and ugly.
Yeah.
And watch him do something awesome with
it. And I would imagine that's the feeling a lot of people have, right?
It is
similar to the kids I work with.
Yeah.
You know, even young adults and adults also feel like they're not worthy.
Not unworthy.
You know, I'm unworthy to do this. I've sinned too much. I've made too many mistakes. God can't use me. And that's just a lie from the devil.
Yeah.
Plain and simple.
Yeah.
And, you know, the more you can shut out the voices, the devil and the pitchfork, with the pitchfork, right?
Yeah.
The more you can shut those thoughts off in your mind or identify them as words from the devil. Because he doesn't want you to do it.
Right.
He doesn't want you in ministry.
Right.
He doesn't want you sharing Jesus and opening people's hearts and minds and allowing. He doesn't want you to be a vessel. He wants you to doubt yourself. And so the more that we can encourage and uplift people, especially at a younger age, and again, I see it with Adrian, who we call Rocky, who was the student that got baptized, right?
Yeah.
Like seeing the transformation in his life, especially today as it's continued, and he has embraced being a disciple. He's embraced sharing Jesus in a music genre that rarely shares Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just an incredible thing to see. And then to see the people he's impacting, the young people that are looking up to him and saying like, wow, you can use this to share Jesus. Maybe I can too.
Yeah.
You know, or use my giftings and ability to share Jesus.
Yeah.
And so to kind of pivot for a second, what is this all transpiring to? God has put a lot of vision on my heart as this has continued to move forward. And while it started as this after school music and arts program, as we're building the plane, you know, as it's moving through the air, God has just showed other pillars. I'm calling them pillars. This is a new terminology for me, even in terms of our organization. And what are other ways? How can we, again, grow this? The heart of our organization is always going to be the after school program, feeding into the youth of our city engaging the youth of our city, speaking the language of the youth of our city, will always be the heart of what we do. And the other pillars point back to that heart, is sharing the gospel with our kids. Mm-hmm. But I really have passions for other things within art and performance art. And so we have three pillars. The one is the after-school music and arts program. And we're hoping soon, we're in conversations with some other organizations, after-school organizations, in being able to start music writing programs at other locations around Milwaukee. It's such a niche type of ministry, music ministry, specifically hip-hop ministry, that we'll never have 150 kids at Milwaukee Lutheran that take our music writing class. We don't have 150 kids that can rap, you know, or sing really well. And so how do we get into other pockets of our community where there's three or four kids here, one or two over here? Yeah. And how can we start launching ATK Ministry after school music writing programs all over our city to engage those couple kids, you know, those couple kids here and there, because it's such a multiplication that us ministering to some kids on the south side and teaching them to make some, you know, Latino Christian hip hop or, you know, that style, now that's multiplicating into tens of thousands of streams and social media content pointing people to Jesus. Mm-hmm. And so growing that first pillar of after school music and arts programming is the heart of what we do. Hmm. I'm also very passionate about creating a platform for Christian hip hop ministry. And so we've been doing events and putting on Christian hip hop events for almost 10 years now. And we recently started our brand of events called Echo Nights. And so Echo comes from, the name came from Isaiah 42:12. We will echo his praises from coast to coast. Wow. And so bringing in the best Christian hip hop artists that we can afford right now to Milwaukee, providing that platform for them of ministry so that we can, again, engage our community. Mm-hmm. Into the gospel message through hip-hop music and praise music. Mm. So Echo Nights just launched. We had our first Echo Night last August. Our next one is coming up this August, August 1st. And again, being able to just partner with some of these really powerful Christian hip-hop ministry leaders from all over the country to come here to Milwaukee and share their gifts here in Milwaukee. Yeah. Just providing a platform for that for our community. I'm really passionate about that. So Echo Nights is that second pillar, but they're fundraisers, right, to funnel funds back into the after-school program so we can keep impacting the kids at Milwaukee Lutheran and other places around our community. Mm-hmm. So that's pillar two. Yeah. And then our third pillar, again, this was inspired by Rocky, the student that got baptized. When he graduated, he wanted to continue making music. He wanted to keep making Christian hip-hop music. I'm like, I didn't realize this could be something that transpires from all this, right? Sure. I didn't. Again, we're still building.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to keep supporting him. How can I continue supporting? He's graduated. He's not part of our after-school program. So I go to my board and I just said, hey, what can we do to keep supporting an artist that goes through our program or someone from our community that makes Christian music? How can we support them? And so the ATK music group is our third pillar. And so we have four artists that we support, Rocky being one of them, that we support with studio time within our studio, production, social media content, and trying to support their art and their ministry in Milwaukee to multiply their ministry worldwide, literally. And so we have a praise and worship singer. We have, you know, Rocky, who's a pretty edgy rapper, you know, and some other genres of Christian music that we're able to support and then amplify their ministry. And so through that, we're able to have, you know, it's lightly termed a record label. I like to call it a collective of artists because it's, you know, within the organization, within the nonprofit.
Wow.
And then be able to use that team of support to have Milwaukee Artist Services, where we're able to support, you know, other people within our community that are looking for safe recording spaces. That's why I built the recording studio right away, because I was nervous taking kids to a random recording studio in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
And so providing a faith-based recording studio in Milwaukee for faith artists that want to come and get mixing and mastering or get a beat made, We have people that can help with social media content for those artists. So providing that service, again, which will funnel funds back into our after-school music and arts program. So those are kind of the three pillars that we've developed into over the past 4 years.
Yeah.
And again, would had no idea that this would be where we're at without starting this, you know, doing a chapel, you know, 9 years ago at Milwaukee Lutheran High School.
What a beautiful vision. Like, probably bigger than you could have ever imagined.
Big time.
Just a few short years
ago. Big time. And it's all developments.
I mean, I think that's good, though. Mm-hmm. I mean, don't you think that people who have a goal and a desire, a vision for something that is for the sake of the kingdom, like it should scare you a little bit.
Big time.
Like, if you have a goal or a prayer that you could accomplish in your own strength, I'm sorry, that just...
So
then it gets done, and it's like, I don't know. I like when people talk about, like, my biggest prayer, my biggest goal, the vision with all the gifts and talents that I feel like God has maybe kind of sort of given me, like, is this. And, oh, my goodness, it kind of scares me.
Yeah.
I think they're onto something. That's how it should feel.
It should,
'cause now you need God's grace to do it, don't you?
Exactly.
'Cause now if things get accomplished, who gets the credit?
Mm-hmm.
Not you.
Right.
All you can do is be like...
Exactly.
That thing scared the heck out of me and I first put it to paper.
Yeah, you're 100%
right. It's all the
Lord. You're 100% right. It makes it real easy
to
identify how this has all come to be.
Yeah.
It is not me. I'm just the vessel, you know, that God is using to impact people through his gospel message.
Yeah.
And I again, through the support, you know, God continues to speak to me about, you know, how to move forward and what are some of the things we can do to grow our organization and then be able to bounce it off my board and have those guardrails of how to move forward properly. It's still scary. You know, the Echo Night we're planning for next August, I'm really scared, you know, about the finances that'll be involved in, you know, all those things could ease. Real talk, you know, sending in the contract or sending in the proposal for the artist we want to bring in for August 1st, I sat on it for a week out of fear.
Yeah.
You know, because I was afraid to send it in. I was afraid of the commitment that we were about to make to bring this artist in financially. And there was a lot of fear, and I literally sat on it for probably over a week, and it just sat on my desk, and I was too afraid to send it in.
Yeah.
You know, so it's not going to go away, but you're absolutely right. Like, God will also reveal things to you through that process. So you're just missing out if you're sitting on the sidelines.
That's right.
You're missing out on this much larger calling on your life that you don't even realize because you won't take the first step.
That's right.
So that's why the encouragement that you brought up earlier, it's so important that we encourage our local leaders and leaders in training, because they don't even realize how God is going to use them 5 years from now, 10 years from now, and what God's going to do.
Yeah.
You know, we don't know. They don't know. And if you don't take that first step, if you don't start moving forward, you'll never know. You'll never know.
I love that. It even challenges me right now. Like, man, I should... On any given day, we should be able to answer the question, what's something you're praying for right now that's so big, that's so beyond you, that if and when it gets answered, all you can do is be like, all praise to God. Like, I could not have done that on my own strength.
And it changes.
And if you don't have that prayer, I would encourage you, Christian
listener,
you should ask the Lord to give you such a dream.
Yeah, and it blesses... you.
Yeah.
I have been so blessed, and my faith has grown in ways I didn't even realize it needed to.
Yeah.
Through going through this process of building the plane of this nonprofit as it's flying, right? And he continues to work on me.
Yeah.
And reveal things that I need to work on, things I need to shed, worries I don't need to have, anxiety I shouldn't even be dealing with. And it's a constant evolution of my own faith, which has allowed me then to pour into these kids with an even more mature faith than I did when I started.
Yeah.
And that is something I'm so thankful for, that through this process, I've become closer in my relationship with Jesus.
Yeah.
I'm able to share things with the kids that I get to mentor in ways that I've grown and how God has helped me, that I never would have had that perspective, again, if I hadn't started. and just taking those steps. And so it's allowed me to become a better minister to the people that I serve. Mm-hmm. And it's grown me personally in ways I'm just so thankful. I'm so thankful for because there are things I needed to work on, right? And it's made me a better husband and stepfather. And right, it's just, it's translated into other areas of my life. But again, none of it will be realized in your life if you are sitting in a place of fear.
Yeah.
It just isn't going to happen. And you don't want that for anybody. I don't want it for anybody. Mm-mm. And so even just, you know, this podcast and these opportunities to share that encouragement. And again, if you get anything from listening to me ramble on, it is that we are here to encourage you in the calling that God has put on your heart. And if you have something on your heart, if you're listening right now and it's like, who do I reach out to? Reach out to me, ATK Ministry on Instagram, or ATK underscore official music on Instagram. Yeah. Reach out to me. I would love to have a conversation with you. If anything, to point you in the right direction. Hmm. Through the last 10 years of ministry, being able to build that base of connections and know kind of where to point people has also been a blessing. And then through the work of Link and having all these resources, reach out to me. I would love to have a conversation with you and help you find where to go next and how to take that next step. It's something I'm super passionate about. And so I am here. I'm on record to say I am here. Reach out to me, and I would love to talk with you.
Man, I love that willingness. Okay, what would be some parting words that you have in terms of, like, so first of all, how can people best find you mm-hmm. and all your various ministries? We're going to put those in the show notes, too. That'll be really helpful. You already gave a great little piece of instruction there to reach out to you personally. Thank you for that.
Of course.
What other parting words of wisdom would you want our listeners to hear?
Yeah, well, first of all, ATK Ministry anywhere, ATKMinistry.com, ATK Ministry on Instagram. Yeah. You can see actively what the kids are working on, what our music group artists are working on. Over the next 3 months, I think we're releasing close to 20 songs in the next three months. We are in drop season officially.
Where do we find those?
Everywhere. So iTunes, Spotify. So starting with one of our artists, Sopa, who is dropping a song this Saturday. Awesome. Max Out, go listen to it. It's incredible. So follow the social media platforms. Follow the, if you're on Spotify or Apple Music or iTunes or whatever, you know, follow ATK Ministry. You can hear all the songs that our artists make and that our student artists make. And you may not like all the genres that's released, but you might know someone that does, and you could share it with them.
Yeah.
But we have genres from praise and worship all the way to hardcore hip hop. So, and everything in between. So tons of stuff like that. But yeah, parting words, I mean, and we've kind of alluded to it. Take that step, take that first step. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes that first step is reaching out to somebody. It takes, like I said earlier, like organizations or people around you to help encourage you to move forward. So I would encourage those people to start talking about your vision that God has put on your heart, share it with people, mm-hmm. ask who you should speak to move forward with that. Because you'll learn very quickly that it's going to take more than you to actually make that vision come true.
Yeah.
Right. It's going to take a team of people. Like if you were to look at this podcast, it's not just you. You have people that are editing it. You know, you have a team that's helping support this, right? And it's the same for ATK Ministry. There is a team. We have a board. I have an 8-person staff. Like, it is much bigger than one person. So start sharing that. Mm-hmm. Like, God has this on my heart. I don't even know what to do with it. And start sharing that with your friends, sharing that with your family, reaching out and finding, you know, talk to your pastor. Do you have any resources that would help me move forward with this? Reach out to Link Milwaukee. And we would love to help find you the next steps of moving forward. And so that's my parting words. Take that first step, share your vision with somebody, and see where God takes you with it.
Those are great words of wisdom.
There we go.
Thank you so much. All right. We'll have to have you and maybe some of your crew back
for
a round two conversation.
Yeah, we'd love to do that.
But thank you for taking the time to meet with us today, and thank you for all the wisdom and the resources you gave us, man. Keep up the good work.
Yeah, thank you, man. Appreciate the opportunity.